Broadcasting live from the United Center, this is Anna DeVlantis of The Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. I'm joined by Kevin Powell on sports, Lauren Lapka on traffic. We're all out here at the UC for this very exciting evening as the Blackhawks take on the San Jose Sharks.
We're getting closer and closer to face-off. We know that because you're hearing the clinking and the clanking of the bars getting set up and all the concessions getting going and the grills are getting fired up. That means it's close to game time.
And you can feel the chill. It's getting colder and colder.
Just like the weather that's going to be happening this weekend.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Today, I should mention today's broadcast from the United Center is for the Chicago Blackhawks. Home opener is sponsored by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. And look who's here, one of our favorite guests, Chef Mike.
Hello.
He feeds the village that is the United Center, and we always love seeing you. Got to come by every single time. This is the home opener. We just talked about the new scoreboard. We talked about the new tours. Now we want to talk about some of the new food offerings here at the UC. Every year you're just elevating the game, Chef. It just gets better and better.
Yeah, you know, with that scoreboard, we really had to step up
our
game.
Can't be shown up, right?
Yeah. So new this year is we have the little girl went to the taqueria. So Stephanie is her. And if I,
is that what it's called?
Stephanie, say your last name correctly.
Iser.
I apologize. But so, again, it's a taqueria. So we're doing homemade tacos. And then there's also a cool goat empanada that's really good.
I've had it. Very tasty.
That?
Yes. Big fan.
A
and
lot
it's,
of flavor
it's
in
made
fresh.
Everything's made fresh in-house. So so it's really exciting to have her concept there. It's definitely going to be a true destination for the guests. A couple other things. We expanded our partnership with Mindy Siegel.
Oh, yeah.
So upstairs we have hot chocolate. We also have a frozen alcoholic drink for guests.
Does that involve hot chocolate?
It involves ice cream. So it when I tasted it, I kind of said, don't take this the wrong way, but it tasted like a Frosty. And she said, correct, that's,
no, that's
what it
good.
Should taste like.
That sounds
like.
Great.
Love
so,
Frosties.
And then she has a bunch of different cookies and other desserts that she added to her stand upstairs on the club level. And then
those come in like the dessert cart kind of thing, or are they going to be in
no,
the
that's
suites?
Separate in a stand. Mm-hmm. So they're right above us on the club level. I'm getting old, so I forget the numbers, but it's actually 212.
We'll find
and,
it. I know when I'll find chocolate when it's
but
around.
Again, homemade. The cookies get delivered fresh. Very tasty.
Yeah.
Very tasty.
I love it.
We've had a partnership since the beginning with Charlie McKenna from Lily Q, and he's actually brought a concept now downstairs here to the main concourse.
Mm-hmm.
So this used to be the old Sweet Baby Ray's concession stand.
Right. I remember that.
And besides Charlie's great barbecue, he actually has a brand now which he calls Fatback Sandwiches. And there's a brisket, there's a turkey BLT. So that's pretty nice and very exciting because that's, again, that's another destination where guests can go and really get great southern barbecue, but then also have some great sandwiches to go with it as well.
How do you deal with it? Because I imagine at certain periods, end of period or whatever, you have a huge rush to some of these newer restaurants. People want to try the food. They love it. How do you deal with that kind of volume coming through?
Well, the first thing I would say is we have great partners here. So there is a learning curve. So we always will be ready for the extreme to happen. And then as we start to get more information, more data, we do analytics just like they do in professional sports.
Man. Do you have to do math personally? Or are you?
I'm pretty good with math. Yes, so I have no problem. Chefs typically are good with math when it comes to food costs and things like that.
I couldn't tell you what a fourth of a cup is compared to a liter or anything
like that. That gets
do you
a
do
little complicated.
System?
But
are you metric system too? Can you?
I'm not really good because I was never a baker.
Mm-hmm.
So bakers are really good with the metric system.
Yeah, you kind of have to be, right?
Yeah, it's more precise than ours. So when it comes to baking, you have to be really precise. But we learn. So as we start to get into hockey games, and then once we get in the full swing of real season hockey and basketball, then I always said by Thanksgiving, we really now understand what our business is telling us because we've had everything happening. You know, so we're able to really look at that data and say, okay, now we know, you know, and it varies. A Tuesday night versus a Friday night versus a Saturday or a Sunday, depending on who we're playing, varies. What that walk-up's going to be, and then what that pressure's going to be at first period break versus second period break, and then halftime of basketball.
So we were just talking, the next seven games for the Blackhawks are right here at home at the United Center, based on the way the NHL gave them, you know, scheduled things because of starting the season in Prague. They kind of allowed them to have seven home games.
It's awesome.
It's awesome. It's awesome for the team. Is it awesome for you? Because that's a lot to manage, isn't it?
You know, to be quite honest, in this business, when you're staying busy, you actually operate better. Mm-hmm. When you start to have long breaks, it's like people come back and they sometimes forget what they were doing. Like, it's like, how did you forget? So we work better when there's game after game after game. I mean, there's challenges to get ready, but everybody's amped up. They're at that high level of intensity, so they're ready. Let's go. And there is a nice stretch coming starting Sunday the 20th, where
sure.
I think there's five events in that week.
You've got the Bulls, you've got the Hawks,
yes.
And then concerts and all the events
yeah.
that come through the United Center. How many people, again, do you typically feed here, Chef Mike?
Oh, well, depending on basketball versus hockey, how many seats are in the building. I mean, it's upwards of 20,000 people. Because we do all the food service in the entire building with the general concessions. We have all-inclusive rooms, Harris Club, the Budweiser Champions Club. And then, you know, what introduced last year, which is its second year, and I think it's in a really, really good place, is Queenie's.
We all had a show outing to Queenie's, and it was a blast mm-hmm. with the piano in the middle. I mean, it's just a sweet experience.
I love it there. It's perfect, too, because you get a full-blown sit-down meal, and then you're in your seat for whatever you may be here, whether it's hockey or Bulls or whatever, 2 minutes later after you finish your meal. You walk right in.
Yeah, and if you're a little late, if you notice, if you look on the wall, they have figured out a way to project what's happening in the Arena Bowl on the wall. So you can, you know, depending on how much of a hurry you are to see the game, you can actually watch it there as well.
You won't miss a minute. Any new offerings over there at Queenie's?
The menu's changed a little bit. Mm-hmm. We kind of positioned it so where it's got a little bit of speed of service, but still keep that supper club kind of feel to it.
Right.
So, again, fresh fish. Of course, there's a fried fish option. You got to have that at a supper club. The steaks and chops and a couple new salads. So we're very excited about Queenie's this mm-hmm. year. And tonight is the first really true test because it's opening night of hockey. The new chef up there, Jason, will really, you know, he'll understand what's happening.
Is it open every day?
Not right now.
Just event days.
Just event days, gotcha. Yeah. And most concerts, it has been open. You know, it gives people just an opportunity to have somewhere else to dine.
Right.
Prior, you know, again, one-stop shopping here. If you can't find something you truly like to eat here, you got to let me know because we got everything.
You probably don't want to meet that individual. They're the pickiest human on the planet.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm a picky eater, and I love just about everything here. So I think that's already a good test.
We didn't even talk about honey butter fried chicken.
Oh, let's talk about
that. Who came last year. They've added a kimchi fried chicken sandwich. So they've added a couple new offerings to their menu, and that was started rolling last year, that was a very popular destination for guests as well.
Now, your background was military. Did you cook in the military?
I did not, but in the military, there's a thing back when I was in called mess duty. So you either got guard duty or you got mess duty.
Brian Altimer, our sonic genius, is sort of chuckling. I guess mess duty may not be the most glamorous of duties.
30 days straight, and you worked at the chow hall. Now, the good thing was you got to eat. You got your three meals, but the opposite side was you worked from breakfast all the way through dinner.
Oh, gee.
But guard duty, you could be walking around a shack in the middle of the night, depending on where you are, cold or hot. So it wasn't so bad, you know. But, yeah, it was that was a tough one.
So, but when you came out of the military, what year was that, Chef Mike?
I got out of the military in 1988. Okay. And when I thought I was in love. So I moved to Chicago. My ex-wife was from here.
Okay.
And her father was a chef. Oh. And her mom worked in the kitchen as well. So when I moved up here, he said, you need to start working right away. Josephine, which was my mother-in-law's name at the time, was working at a Marriott. And he said, you need to go there and you need to get a job. And it's funny, I walked in and the executive chef at the time was a former Navy guy. And he said, you just got out of the Marine Corps? And I said, yes. He goes, well, I have a job for you.
Wow.
And my first job in the kitchen was an expediter. So I worked in the family restaurant putting the tables together. So when orders would come up in the window, I would, if a table this had a burger, had a chicken sandwich, I would put all that together on one tray and then send it out.
How about that? So you worked from the ground up. You've probably done everything.
Yeah, I didn't go to culinary school. So I... my 5 years at that hotel, I worked every area in that kitchen just to learn. And I was motivated. And I'm like, well, what does that guy make? Uh-huh. Oh, he makes that? Well, I want to learn that
job. Yeah, I want to be there.
And then what's that? And it just kept building. And then, you know, finally I got a promotion into a salary position. And just, you know, kept just working and learning and never being afraid to learn. Like some people are afraid to say, I don't know what that is. That happens now. One of my chefs will put something on a menu, and I'll be like, I've never heard of that. What is that?
Let me ask you about that, because stadium food has changed so much since you started working for stadium food. And at what point did you think, what started this momentum of making the food part of the experience? It's really an expectation now, and you guys do it so well at the United Center. It's like killer. But it wasn't always that way, right? It was more hot dogs and popcorn, right? That's what you had?
As teams started to evolve, you know, how they did things, and our consumer got much more educated. It was we call it the food story. So how do we tie this food story into all these different arenas and venues across the country so that when you go there, it's not just a hot dog. It's like, oh, I want to go there and try X, Y, or Z because there's a story behind that. And Chicago, it's so easy to do because – you have so much. I mean, it's
think about
the
goats. I mean, that's the Chicago staple on the West Loop. So you bring that here. Before we let you go, Chef Mike, listeners just texted. We're headed to the stadium. Any vegan options? I know it's vegetarian, but vegan options? Anything that comes to mind?
If you want to go vegan, the Impossible Burger. If they're able to eat that, of course you can't do the bun. So there's some challenge. But if you go to one of the restaurants, if you go to Kettle One or Queenie's, they can definitely prepare you something vegan.
Got it.
They have product in those kitchens that they can definitely put a dish together for you.
You aim to please over here, Chef Mike. Thank you so much for talking to us. We love
you're
seeing
welcome.
You. Hawks, what is you excited about the Hawks? I mean, this is the big night. I know you're a big sports fan.
Every opening night, it's just that new beginning of you have hope, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you start off and it's, you know, you're in first place or whatever, and it's you see how things go. And do we want to give a shout-out to our buddy that blew me off tonight that didn't show up for
Roe
me?
Yeah, Roe hasn't missed.
I thought I was the good luck charm. He's not here.
I know. This is messing up the whole
opening
karma
night,
situation.
Too.
Roe says he's been to the last 15. So
he must be doing something really important.
He's doing very important stuff.
He's working for the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation.
Oh, very nice.
And he does that every year, or multiple times a year, but tonight's event happened to sort of line up
right
exactly
on
with
night. Yeah, he must be going crazy, though.
I'm sure he'll be checking the phone for us.
I'm pretty sure he'll be checking for updates.
We'll send them your love, and thank you for talking to us. We love seeing you,
Chef
Mike.
Me.